Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 5:30 in the morning London time on Tuesday, the 18th of November. The latest round of commentary from officials at the US Federal Reserve is not really changing the uncertainty around policy decisions. There is a faction at the Fed worried about the brittleness of the US labour market and prioritising that as a reason to cut rates, less as a stimulus measure and more as an insurance against any shattering of labour market expectations. Fed Governor Waller was sounding quite bleak about the labour market outlook and the performance of the US economy generally yesterday. At the same time, the cost of living, or in a broader sense, affordability, has been rising up the political agenda. With inflation perceptions rising, that is something other members of the Fed are focused on. Vice Chair Jefferson urging caution on rate cuts, implying a slower pace of future easing, alongside an acknowledgement of the well-established idea that firms are reluctant to hire because of policy uncertainty. This to-and-fro language around rates is likely to continue, as the Fed shows an uncharacteristically public division of opinion on policy direction, reflecting in turn an unusually complicated economic outlook. Inflation in the States is set to rise further into the first quarter, with lagged effects from tariffs adding to the headline consumer price index. Indeed, there may be an incentive for firms to pass through tariff costs earlier than they actually need to, if firms believe that the US administration will respond to any subsequent rise in inflation perceptions with further tariff cuts, as has been happening with tariffs on selected US food imports. However, if the inflation is seen as primarily tariff-induced, it should be temporary, and the focus will be on keeping the fear of unemployment contained in order to support consumer spending. If, however, second-round effects, in particular profit-led inflation, start to come through, then worries about transitory inflation numbers being extended and potentially boosted by a second wave may grow amongst Federal Reserve policy makers. Political tensions between China and Japan are moving into the area of economic policy. China accounts for about a quarter of all tourists into Japan, by numbers, not necessarily by spending power, and the government in Beijing has issued a warning to its nationals about travel to the country. There have been references in China's media to possible further economic action, although there are also diplomatic efforts to calm the situation. At this stage, this is not something that seems likely to be market significant, as the actual disruption to the Japanese and Chinese economies is likely to be limited. But it does have the potential to be more serious, so the rhetoric is still something of a market focus. Official US economic data is now starting to come out, and unofficial data continues to be released. The NAHB Housing Index, which is unofficial, is scheduled for November. There is also the possibility of factory orders data and durable goods orders data, which being official numbers will have been delayed and would relate back to August. August was rather a while ago, and the durable goods orders data is a revision of an earlier release, so market responses are still likely to be quite muted. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.